Well, so my re let me think. So I've got a number of research projects going on, but one that I completed, it's my book, Judging Addicts. I look at the rise of coerced drug treatment in the criminal justice system, or really its reemergence, because I think it's incorrect to say that it wasn't there before. And I became sort of interested in both this statistic that I found that the majority, well, the number one source of referral, or the largest source of referral to drug, publicly funded drug treatment, is the criminal justice system. The majority of people who are there under some kind of coerced order. And then I became interested in drug courts, which are these sort of formalized mechanisms where people are sentenced to drug treatment instead of prison, although the Drug Policy Alliance and other places have shown that actually it's not necessarily drug treatment or prison. Sometimes it could be nothing or drug court, so it's not necessarily an alternative to incarceration. But anyway, I became interested in how theories of addiction recovery therapy get grafted onto a system of punishment, leading to what I refer to in my book as either force is the best medicine. That's a quote from someone I interviewed, or other people said enlightened coercion. So it was this kind of merger of both thinking of addiction as a disease, but also thinking of drug use as a crime. So to answer the question, in some ways, what these courts are doing is drawing on prevailing theories of addiction as some kind of disease, as not solely the enactment of badness, but what they're doing is that they're using the criminal justice system to leverage recovery. Their argument is that actually the criminal justice system is a better place to oversee treatment because of the swift and certain sanctions that the criminal justice system can mete out, which is namely flash incarceration or weekends in jail or other sorts of punishments that voluntary treatment programs can't enact. So in some ways, what I saw in my work and what and is this adoption of a sort of public health type framework and understanding of addiction as a widespread public problem, but then understanding punishment as an important vehicle for curing it.